Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our twice daily podcast is entitled Fired Up, now on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and 85 platforms. Welcome to another edition of the Round and Pound MMA show with the Hall of Famer Steve Carney of WDAE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida, and Giancarlo Alino. This week here in Toronto at the Scotiabank Arena on Saturday, December 8th, UFC will present UFC 231, and it looks like it's going to be a very, very good card. And I got a surprise for you, Giancarlo. You're going to attend the event. You're going to attend the event. Maybe Steve Carney could buy you a ticket or two. All right, let's get to the Featherweight Championship main event. Giancarlo, you start us off. Who's your pick?
Wow, this is a great fight between Max Holloway and Brian Ortega, two guys who have really dominated the division. You saw Brian Ortega defeat Frankie Edgar in that vicious knockout, and Max Holloway, since becoming champion, has really, his last two fights, he dismantled Jose Aldo, who was arguably the best featherweight of all time in that division in the UFC. So this one, it's a bit of a toss-up, but I like Max Holloway's chances better. I think he brings more to the table, and I think he's going to get the decision over Ortega in this fight.
Steve, do you agree?
I do agree that Holloway is going to get the win in the fight. For me, the 145-pound weight class for the men, with the exception of Max Holloway, maybe one of the thinnest of the weight classes in the UFC, at least in my opinion. I think Holloway's a great fighter, but if you look at it, most of the names that you see at 145 pounds are either A, 155 pound guys that can't cut it at that level anymore, and they have to move down, or B, you got guys like Frankie Edgar, who, as much as I like Frankie Edgar, this isn't 2013 when he was fighting TJ Penn, and with Jose Aldo, who, let's face it, Giancarlo's right. He's probably the best fighter at 145 pounds the UFC has ever had, but he's not the fighter that he was, 3 or 4 years ago. So I think it's a lightweight class, a thin weight class, and I think Holloway is, without a doubt, the cream of the crop, and I think he wins.
All right, let's get back to Giancarlo. Flyweight championship, who you got in this one?
Yeah, this is another one because Valentina Shevchenko, I think, is going to come into this as the bigger fighter because Joanna's coming up from strawweight, the 115 pounds, and both of them are just elite. They're competition. You saw Valentina fight Amanda Nunes twice. She has a win over Holly Holm, and Joanna just carried that division, the strawweight division, and almost passed Ronda Rousey's title record. With this one, though, I think Joanna wins this. I think she might be the underdog in this fight, but her striking, I think, is going to be the difference maker in this, and she'll be adding another title to her resume.
All right, what do you say, Steve?
Yeah, for me, I'm actually thinking the other way around. Now, I've been burned twice now in each of Joanna's last two fights against Rose Namajunas. I've been burned twice. I think that, Shevchenko is going to come in. She is going to be much bigger than Joanna. Joanna coming up from 115 pounds, as Giancarlo mentioned. Shevchenko's natural weight is 125 pounds, so I think it's going to be she's going to be bigger. I think the reach is going to be a it's going to be important, and I think that Shevchenko will have her way. I don't think it's going to be an easy fight for her by any means, but I definitely think that it's going to be a decisive win for Shevchenko.
All right, Giancarlo, any other bout that you want to touch on for UFC 231, especially since it's in Scotiabank Arena, formerly Air Canada Center? A lot of Canadian fighters are on the card.
Yeah, we got Elias Theodoro on the prelim card. He's going to be fighting against Eric Anders. I like Elias Theodoro's chances. He's a hometown guy. Scotiabank Arena is going to be heavily in his corner with that. And Eric Anders is coming in another fight on short notice. He fought Thiago Santos on short notice, and that didn't work out too well for him. And this fight with Elias Theodoro, he's coming in 2 months on short notice, had to replace another opponent. So I think Elias Teodoro is going to win this and send the fans home happy.
All right. Any other boat before we get to Steve?
That's the only boat.
Steve, what do you say? A couple boats you're looking forward to?
Well, I think that the women's strawweight matchup on the preliminary card between Claudia Gadelha and Nina Ansaroff is going to be one that that I'm going to definitely be keeping an eye on. You're going to see Olivier Aubin-Mercier also on the preliminary, and I think you're right. I think this card is definitely quite the impressive matchup of cards. I think that they want to be able to give the folks in Toronto as great a card as possible. And being in the Scotiabank Arena, or formerly the Air Canada Centre, it's not a surprise that you're getting a great card like this. I think that I like the two fights that we already talked about, plus the Gadelha and Ansaroff fight, and the lightweight fight between Olivier Aubin-Mercier and Gilbert Burns.
All right, final question, since it's at Scotiabank Arena, I got to ask you about GSP. Any news with GSP? Imagine if they announce something, because they're in Toronto, something this weekend with Georges St-Pierre. Steve, what do you think?
Well, I think that if anything, you'll see GSP in the crowd. I that wouldn't surprise me at all. Whether they make an announcement saying that he's ready to return to fighting, that's a whole nother story. And again, that all has to do with the doctors. The doctors have to clear him, and if they won't clear him, he won't fight. But it would not surprise me to at least get a shot, especially early in the pay-per-view, of GSP would make the crowd go nuts.
How about you, Giancarlo?
Yeah, I hope so, and hopefully there is an announcement, but just looking at the fighters available and his stance on this of only taking fights that really make sense for his legacy. Anderson Silva's booked against Stylebender. Ben Askren's booked to fight Robbie Lawler, and Khabib, no one knows what's going on there. So I don't know who they would have lined up for him to fight, but should be interesting if he's in the crowd, what he has to say on the UFC right now.
All right, Giancarlo, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino, and follow all my work on barnburner.ca.
Steve Carney, the same question.
Absolutely. You can follow me on Twitter at Steve Carney and check me out on WDA here in Tampa weekdays. And if you're not in the Tampa Bay market, you can listen both live and on demand on the iHeartRadio app, where you can find the Grass Talk Show.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.